We'll start in Luke, the second chapter. And I want to tell you this morning about the greatest story that has ever been told. The Lord has been blessing my heart. When we sang the song, Send the Power Down, and purify each heart with refining fire, let perfect love in us abound, with all dross removed and each vain desire, O Father, send the power down this morning. And thank the Lord and praise God this morning for the blessing He has bestowed on us in Jesus.
Amen.
In the greatest story that has ever been told. You know, this story we're going to read this morning, and we're going to read some things you might never hear except at Christmas. But you know what, this morning, you know, the world, maybe all they have is Christmas. This morning we have Jesus.
Amen.
And His story rings true every day. You know, the world gets excited at Christmas. But you know, every day the story of Jesus makes me happy.
Yes.
Makes me thankful. And this morning the story of Jesus has made me thankful. That's why I stand here. It's why the joy in my heart, this overflowing this morning that I pray God helps me to share with you, is because of Jesus this morning. Because of the greatest story that's ever been told. And we look here in Luke. Of course, it's the story of Jesus. And I want to think about how that there's many stories in this life. There are stories people have written, and there are stories that people have lived, that are living out.
Yep.
And all these stories, there's interesting things about them, and we can get excited maybe reading a book, and we get into it, or we listen to somebody tell the stories of their life, and it's a good thing, and we're enjoying it and everything, and we get, you know, maybe get some good things from it, and then it comes to an end. You know, there are really incredible stories that are told in this life. By people's lives that they live in different ways, and we read interesting things, and they are interesting. But there's a point where the story of Jesus transcends all of them. Because you see, all those stories, no matter what you've read, no matter what you've gotten into, no matter what it is that's interested you in life, besides Jesus, there's an end to it. Whatever it is you're interested in, if we're talking about whatever story out there, except for Jesus, it all ends. Except for Jesus, it all ends. But this story that we're going to talk about this morning, there's no end to it. And the greatest thing about it is because it's not just no end to the story of Jesus and who He is, but because of Him, there can be a truth that there's no end to your story as well. That because of Jesus, because of this story, because He's made a way, you can get into it. Become a part of His story. Then in Him you can have eternal life, and your story never has to end this morning. You can know with assurance that you have a hope that shines bright and glorious. So let's look at this story. In Luke 2, and we'll start with the first verse. And it says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." Third verse says, "And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son." Oh, thank the Lord. Praise God. This means something to me this morning. I love Christmas. I love when we take this story out of Christmas and read it. And we read it. We start a month ahead of time sometimes. Read maybe more than that. Reading the story. It's wonderful. But this morning I'm thankful for the story of Jesus. That He was born into this world. That it was a miraculous birth. That it was by the hand of the Lord. By His Spirit only. That this man, this Son of God made flesh, came into this world through the hand of God and His mercy extended to us this morning. You know, this is where it all begins for us. Yeah, the world was around for several thousand years before Jesus came, and now it's around and we're living several thousand years after. But it all begins right here. Without this, there's nothing. Without this story, without this child that was born this night in Bethlehem, and how the Lord God orchestrated all that to happen in just perfect timing and even to the highest levels of government. They had no idea how they were playing a hand in this child being born in the right place at the right time. You know, we think sometimes you can read the story and think, oh, how did it happen that way? It seemed like it's so... No, this is... The Lord was planning it the whole time. This was exactly how He meant for it to happen. It was perfect. Perfect. Nothing wrong with it. Everything right about it. Everything exactly how it's supposed to be. Sit right there for us to read about, to know about, to have joy in our heart this morning. And so it says, and the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, like I said, that seems like things are out of place a little bit. But you know what? This is what it's all about. This morning, we're starting the meeting. The meeting starts today. This meeting. You know, hopefully this all started for us several years ago. If it hasn't, meaning you came to know Christ and this joy began to reside in your heart. You became a part of the story. Many years ago, maybe several weeks ago, maybe several months ago. Who knows how long it's been. Or maybe you haven't joined the story yet. Oh, come on, join it! Praise God, join it this morning. It's the best, it's the greatest story ever be told. It's one that comes to life within us when we know the Lord, when He saves us and brings us back to life. This story becomes so much more than what we're reading this morning. It's precious, it's wonderful, it means everything. It is everything that's anything in life resides in this story and knowing Jesus. Without Him, it's all nothing. There's no hope. But in Him, there's hope eternal. It's like all or nothing. There's no hope. But in Him, there's more hope than you could ever imagine. Everything that you go through and every trial you face, there's hope. If you know Jesus, you have hope. You know that this isn't the end. This isn't all the story's about. What you're going through or what you're suffering with right now, that's not all that the story's about. Oh, praise God, because of Jesus, there's eternal glory waiting. And whatever I'm going through right now, it's only, like we said, a refining fire, whatever it may be, for eternal glory. Praise God. Thank God for the time I'm going through. Thank God for the things I'm going through. Thank God for the things I'm facing. Praise God because of the story of Jesus living in my heart. Thank the Lord. Praise God this morning for that story. Praise God for that little child that was born into this world. Without it, that started it all. He came here. He started his journey in this life. Oh, praise God. And y'all, I pray the Lord, I trust Him to bring it out, but there's a purpose behind all of this. As we start this meeting, and as maybe you're going to start your journey with Jesus in this life, or maybe you've started it already, but there's something we got to always remember and we got to know. This is where it starts. People, it doesn't start with me. It's not starting with me today. All you've got in me is a story that ends. If that's what you have when you leave here today. If all you have is somebody else or even your own abilities when you leave here today, then you have a story that just ends. There's no eternalness to that. There's no eternal glory. But in the greatest story of all, if we have Jesus right now, start of this meeting, start of our walk with Him, then we've got something that lasts, that's eternal, and that will stand through every trial in this life. But it all started with this little baby. And it says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields. Y'all, excuse me, I might even break out in song, and I'm not that great a singer, but my heart is just blessed this morning, and I love to sing. So if I do, y'all just pray for me and endure it. Praise God, but the Lord's blessed me. And it says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Oh, we've read this story, but people, just imagine right now, my brothers and sisters, children of God, imagine right now if the glory of the Lord was just shown about us. You know, and I don't picture just, you know how you get a flashlight and you shine it up in the tree and you can kind of, as you go up the tree, you kind of see whatever you're hitting with that flashlight, just a little beam there. And that's pretty neat. But that's not what I picture right here. For one thing, there were several shepherds there, so it was more than that at least. But I pictured glory of the Lord shining around them. If we're here today, I don't know that we'd be able to see the end. Kind of like a rainbow. You see it, but where does it end? Where does the glory of the Lord end? It's all around us. It's all around these shepherds this morning on that hillside, just shining around them. Where's this coming from? Hey, who turned on the lights? Who turned on the lights? It's all around us. It's just light. Where's it coming from? The glory of the Lord shone round about them. Oh, they didn't know what was happening. It scared them. It scared them. And maybe it would scare us. But you know what? Praise God. It's a wonderful thing. It's awesome.
Yes.
It's incredible. And it's why this morning I can hardly... Oh, praise God. You know what I mean? When you feel like when the Lord moves His glory inside of you and He blesses you and shines His light in your life. Yeah, we have trials. Yeah, but it raises us up through all of them. Through all of them. We can have joy. And oh, thank the Lord. And so it says, the angel of the Lord came upon them, the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, which shall be to all people. You know what? Probably some of you, I don't know that I've met everybody in here. I think I pretty much have. But maybe I haven't. Maybe there's a few I have. And conversely, you've met me then. And we kind of know each other. Some of us know each other better than others. Some maybe we've just kind of seen each other or whatever it may be. You know that the salvation of Jesus came to all people. This morning, and this truth is this morning, we're hearing it, okay? But it's going out in the whole world. And you know what? It doesn't depend on you knowing me this morning. I'm thankful to know you and thankful for any. Oh, if our relationship was to grow and friends, and that's a blessing. That's wonderful. But your relationship with Jesus, and this is the point of the message. We'll hit this several times, I pray. I believe God will. Your relationship, your salvation does not depend on me. And it does not depend on anyone else who will stand in this place or anywhere else. Your salvation. Now, all those things can help you. All those things are ordained of God to strengthen you and encourage you in the Lord. But this morning, His salvation went to everybody. It's not limited by our abilities to reach out, to help. We want to reach out all we can because God wants to use us. But He can reach beyond my voice. He can reach even beyond your voice. He can reach beyond my ability. He can reach beyond my discernment. He reaches past all those things. Whoever you are this morning, just because I can't figure out maybe what's going on in your life and how to counsel you right or something, or just because you can't seem to find, you know, the Lord will counsel you. The Lord will help you. If you are determined, His salvation is to all people this morning. He will reach to you. And He will work in your life if you're willing to allow Him to.
Amen.
Understand, all of this is ordained of God to help you, to encourage you. But it all comes down to you. His salvation went to you this morning. And it went to everybody in this place and not in this place this morning. He's reaching out. And it's not, oh, thank the Lord. The story of Jesus, the greatest story ever been told, is not bound by any human ability. It can reach beyond all of our understanding and our ability to accomplish something in this life.
Amen.
So it was all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill to men. Tell me the other baby that was ever born in this world that this happened. Who else had a birth announcement like this? Tell me, bring him up, show him to me. Go back through history. Look all you want to. If you had a time machine, go back and look through every birth that ever happened. Go ahead and look through every birth that will ever happen. And you tell me where someone was born into the world like this. Thank the Lord. Praise God. It's the greatest story. And there will never be one to equal it. Never. Never. This is it. This is Him. This is Him. There will never be. There's never been a story to equal this. There will never be a story to equal this child who was born into this world. Only God could do this. And only God could decide who He was and cause Him to be born into this world. Thank the Lord. Praise God for Jesus this morning. No one else. I wasn't born that way, I promise you. And neither were you. But the Lord was. He did come to this earth and He was born in a lowly manger one night. And the angels did go tell a bunch of shepherds and light up the hillside with praises and glory to God. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new joy, new hope He brings. Won't you listen while the angels sing? They're singing glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Praise God. Lord, that's my song this morning. That's my song. Glory. Thank the Lord this morning. Praise God to the newborn King. All right, let's look here in Matthew 17. And we'll look in the first verse. Now, we are talking about a great story. And I will not be able... It says in one place that if there was... John said at the end of his book that if all the stories about Jesus were told, that there's not a book that could hold them. He didn't reckon there was a book anywhere that could hold them. I'm not telling you the whole story of Jesus this morning. That's one of the most awesome things. I mean, all that we're talking about and the glory of it, it's still only just a little bit. It's kind of like eternity. It's only a little bit. But let's look at some things. And remember, we want to lift Him up. We want Him exalted. We want to recognize Him as the center of it all. The start and the finish. He said, I'm the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. It's me. He said, all those prophets, you say you've read the prophets, they all talk about me. Everything in this Bible that you read, not just the Gospels. Everything in the Old Testament, everything after the Gospels in the New Testament, it all is about Jesus this morning. That's who they're talking about. That's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So it says here in the 17th chapter of Matthew, it says, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, and his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. All right. Can you pause with me just a moment? I hope you, to me and the Lord has witnessed to me this morning that He's given this message and He wants us to start this meeting thinking about this. Because when we go through this meeting, we may hear about the Holy Spirit. Who knows what God's going to bring to us. We may hear about just directions from His Word, how we should live our life. He's going to bring things that we need to pay attention to. And recognize that all of that is the Lord. This Savior we're talking about this morning is trying to speak to us and give us direction and guiding through our life. And it all starts with Him. And He has things He wants to teach us. As we lift Him up, it doesn't excuse us. There are teachings in the world that say, all about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And there's no teaching. There's no follow through. This whole Bible is about Jesus. If it's in here, this man we're talking about this morning wants us to follow and listen and hear the Word as it's delivered to us. Do not misunderstand. But in all of that, He wants us to remember who it's coming from. And if we're going to be successful, that's the only place it can come originate. It has to originate there. But then, as the Word's taught to us, we are responsible for following it this morning. Let's not fall to that deceptive spirit that says Jesus, 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 and does not follow the Word of God. Okay? Do not misunderstand the message. But here we're reading about verse 17, about Peter, James, and John being going up in a mountain with Jesus. And the second verse there says, and Jesus was transfigured before them, and His face did shine as the sun, and His raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto Him Moses and Elias, two from the Old Testament, great men, talking with Him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If Thou wilt... Now, Peter's right. It was good to be there. And it was good to see that thing. That was incredible. And in his mind, he's wanting to just recognize this moment that he saw. All right? I think that Peter was not pulling away from Jesus at all in this moment. He still viewed him as his leader. But he wanted to recognize him and recognize this moment. Okay? And so here's what he says. Then asked Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Lord, let's recognize all of y'all. You're all such good men, and they were good men, and they taught us good things. This is what he's saying in his mind, maybe. He said, they taught us good things, and I want to recognize them, and I want to recognize this one. I want to recognize you, Lord, too. And so we're going to build you all a tabernacle here. And when he said, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this, Jesus, is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Peter, Moses didn't bring you the law. That was me speaking through Moses. That law pointed to Jesus. Peter, Elias, his prophecies weren't out of his own inspiration, out of his own mind. Peter, that was for me. That was telling of Jesus. Peter, this is my Son. All these things. You know, some people want to say maybe in that moment, well, he's telling us to forget about Moses and forget about the Old Testament. No, Jesus himself said you're responsible for it. Not one jot or tittle is to be removed. But the point is, Jesus, even back then, it was all about pointing to him, to the day he would come. And God made it clear he didn't want tabernacles erected to anybody except for his one and only Son. You know, that's something this morning we need to remember in ourselves. And as we grow in the Lord, Lord, help us not to lift ourselves up. And I'm not just talking about, obviously, you know, I'm talking about me and I'm up here preaching this morning. But I'm talking about all of us in our lives. Help us not to start lifting ourselves up. When the Lord comes into your life and He starts changing you, it's incredible. And the things you can do that you couldn't do before, they're strange. They're strange. You know, Paul said, I would do good, but I can't. And that struggle that's just, yeah, that's what's out in the world. And when you see somebody who has the power to live for Jesus, that's different. That's strange. It's evident. Lord, help us. Let's point them to the One. Let's not start building tabernacles for us or for anybody else except the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. When we're blessed, thank the Lord. Praise God. It's because of Him. When someone else is blessed, thank the Lord. Praise God. It's because of Him. Without Him, we have nothing this morning. We have nothing but a drive. Something that everybody else can have their own way that they want it. But with the Lord, He's made us strange. He set us apart. Praise God. You know, strange. Set apart. The God of heaven chose to take me and move me over here and say, you are mine. I can't help but be thankful. And whatever power that makes me strange, praise God. I pray somebody, I want to be strange like me. I pray you want to be strange like me. That this morning we'll let the Lord set us apart and make us a peculiar people. Not through your own efforts or not how you do certain things or whatever, but because the Lord shines through your heart and changes who you are this morning. Let's erect a tabernacle. That's what He says we are. Let's erect it to you. Doesn't need to be any little spots in there for anybody else. Okay? It's for Him this morning. That's who we're all serving. All called to serve. John 12 and 32. And this is a passage here coming to the end of Jesus' life. And I just want to focus on this one verse where Jesus said in John 12 and 32, and I, if I be lifted up from earth, will draw all men unto me. You know, it says that He spoke this signifying the type of death He would die on the cross. But you know, even though there was other people maybe who died on the cross, the only one that created the greatest story ever told was Jesus. Peter died on the cross. Others have died on the cross today, and who knows? Maybe it would come back. Maybe some of us would be called to that faith. But you know, only Jesus, through His death, created the greatest story ever been told. And you know, we can draw all we want to somebody else who, however they died or whatever type of life they lived. But Jesus, if He'll be lifted up in our life this morning, He will draw all men unto Him. You know, there's so many thoughts with that. But maybe let's move on. But just encourage you this morning. That's what I want. I want my life to be spent. When I get to the end of this life, and let's picture that maybe God, whatever type of life we live, God gets all those who listened to us and followed us and groups them together and puts them with us. And so let's picture that I took my life. I don't want to do it. I pray God I would never do this. But say I took my life and I began to just make it about me and trying to draw people to me. Draw people to, let's even make it about this. I just start trying to draw people to where I worship, to the people I worship with. If that's what I'm drawing to. Okay, here's what we get to at the end of this life. If that's what we're drawing to, we come to the end of life and God puts all those people around us. Without Jesus, there's only one place for all of us to go. And it's not to heaven. But if Jesus is lifted up in my life, and that's what people are drawn to, when I come to the end of this world and God says, look at all these that saw your life, heard what you said, saw how you lived, here's all the ones that were affected, and He groups us together and says, you know what? Here's what they were drawn to. Here's Jesus, and He's in heaven. Come on up, my good and faithful servant. Come on up. You see the difference, not just in our life, but it makes when we lose our focus, if we lose what we're supposed to be lifting up in our life, who we're supposed to be lifting up, if we lose focus and begin to draw to anything except Him and what He has taught and what He is teaching, then when we get to that in a way, what disappointment, what utter disappointment, what hardship, what, I don't want to see that. When we get to the end of my life, I want to know that I've lived my life to draw people to the Lord, that He would be exalted in my life, that He can say, come on up. It was worth it all. It was worth it all. Okay? Matthew 27. And we're going to start here in the 45th verse. And it says, now from the sixth hour, this is talking of the crucifixion. And as we talked about His birth, we pulled a few things from His life where He pointed out that He was special. Now we want to look at His death and say, now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. I'm sorry, I can't say that real well. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, they said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put on a reed and gave him to drink. And the rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. And Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. Now just so we know that Jesus was outside the city, this temple was inside the city. They were in separate places. But yet when He died, the large veil that was between before the holiest of holy place was torn top to bottom at the very moment that Jesus died. And it says, and the earth did quake. We've heard about a lot of earthquakes today. I promise you they're not happening because somebody died. And the rocks rent. the rocks cramped. That, you know, it's kind of hard maybe to get, but just rocks coming apart, the earth quaking, the rocks splitting apart, the veil tearing through, nobody's there. It just all of a sudden tore. And the graves were opened. And many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. You know, what a death announcement. What a death announcement. You know, that's never happened before. And I promise you, I can believe, I can rest on the Word of God, that will never happen in the future. Take your time machine. Go look. I know you can't, but get the point. Nobody was born the way Jesus was born. Nobody died the way Jesus died. He is truly the greatest story ever been told. No one else in the history of time, millions of people on this earth, and this man, he was truly, I'm going to say it with the centurion in the next verse. It says the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, and they feared greatly and said, truly, this was the Son of God. You know, this morning, I pray that the Lord, oh, I'm so excited to hear what He's going to bring to us in this meeting. I believe He wants us to start off acknowledging Him